producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Merry, merry, happy, happy, whatever it is that you celebrate. Are you running around crazy with all this traffic? I don't care where you live. Guarantee there's more traffic. Kate Delaney, America tonight. Are you starting to think about what you want 2016 to look like? Do you not even do that? Some people don't believe in resolutions or predicting what's happening in the what's going to happen in the future. We will certainly do that this week on America Tonight, because for fun, I have a crystal ball. Sometimes I smash it, and it's completely wrong, but it's fun to try to figure that out. We have politics, we have business, and a slew of other things that we can talk about here on America Tonight, and we will do that. So we come off of a week where everybody vacates on the Hill, and now it's just more about looking ahead, and that looking ahead has to do with what's going to happen with the Republicans, certainly, because, you know, 2016, the presumptive nominee is Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, the Bernie Sanders people are not buying that. So I say the presumptive nominee is Hillary Clinton, but like I said, there are other people who do not buy that, who think that maybe Bernie Sanders can actually challenge, you know, Hillary Clinton. But we definitely know that as far as the Republicans are concerned, it's a wide open field. And when I say it's a wide open field, we think Donald Trump, but now we're getting into the results season, which makes it so interesting. And remember, this is the big thing. What are the predictions? What do you think the predictions are? Or what are your predictions for what's going to happen this upcoming year? Once we get into the primaries, does Donald Trump still hold an edge? What do you think? 855-266-5283. I'm going to smack those numbers out right at the beginning. 855-266-5283. And right here at the top, a very, very sad note. I used to live in Las Vegas when I was doing a syndicated talk show. Maybe 15 years ago. It was a really strange place to live. I met some really cool people, though, that I'm still friendly with. And odd things would happen on the Strip sometimes. And this was a sad one. A driver hit 38 people in Vegas. A car jumped onto a crowded sidewalk on the Strip. One person died. A witness described it as just dozens of people were flying, of course. So the car comes onto the sidewalk, and you've got a woman that was detained after all those people were hit. Such a sad thing to happen. It is. Vegas is just one of those places where, again, you walk up and down the Strip. It's definitely walk-friendly, but there are cars up and down that Strip, too. But what happened was this woman veered into the crowd several times on the Strip, so that's how she injured about 30 people. Like I said, one was killed, and 37, they're saying now even more than 37 others injured near the Paris Las Vegas Hotel, if you know where that is. And they're still kind of looking into it, not releasing a ton of details on it. But, you know, because the homicide division, they're looking into the surveillance videos, which you have up and down the Strip. And it wasn't terrorism, because people, you know, automatically think that. They say they're treating it as an intentional act, however. They're treating it like that's what it was. And, you know, so ultimately, what does that mean? And gosh, you think of, like I said, you think of the people that are just milling around. They just happen to be in that section of the Strip, and that's just absolutely awful. I went to see, and I did not feel well this weekend, but before, I think right when it was setting in, I was being stubborn and thinking, I'm okay. This is just the beginning of the weekend. I went to see Star Wars, and I have to tell you, it was worth it. If you have that extra $10 in your pocket, go see Star Wars, because it is worth it on the big screen. I think it's the best one of all of them I've seen, certainly in recent history. Maybe not the first one, but it became the biggest opening in movie history over the weekend. It brought in, estimated, because it could be more than this, 247 million people in North America. It is not surprising. So it surpassed Jurassic World, which made 208 when it opened in June. The film has made $528 million around the world since it opened overseas. That's a new record, too. The international totals are pretty impressive because it hasn't even opened in China, which is, did you know, the world's second biggest film market. It's going to open there on January 9th. So they're just getting some more of these totals. And the film opened in, I mean, this is a good thing to kind of know. So when you think of that kind of money, where did it open? It opened in 4,134 theaters. So how about that? It's the seventh Star Wars in the saga, and Harrison Ford was back as Han Solo. Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, was also in this one, and it is awesome. I just don't want to do a spoiler thing. I would love to tell you some details, but if you have any interest in Star Wars, even if you just have a mild interest and you have a grandkid or a kid that would love to go see it, go see it. You know, even for, I know there's a lot of women that say, oh, I don't like sci-fi or I'm not into Star Wars, but it really is cool. And that's all I'll say about it. Star Wars, The Force Awakens, number 7, worth the $10 or $9 or whatever it is to where you live to get in. It is absolutely worth it. Worth every single penny. So how about that? Yeah. And then in the meantime, you know, this was one of the big stories we talked about. This would be on my list of stories from last year, and this is kind of a sports thing, but we're going to veer off into this for a second. Sure, this would be a top 20 story, maybe top 10 even. If you remember the whole FIFA thing, some of you are soccer nuts. Soccer is starting to take hold in America. Sepp Blatter, who, you know, was the guy behind FIFA, has been suspended for... He came out, I guess, really swinging at the Monday against the FIFA Ethics Committee, but they banned him from all football-related activities for 8 years. Yeah. He said he was being treated like a punching ball, and he said he was still the FIFA president and a man of the people. He's not a man of the people. He's done. He says he's going to go to the appeal committee. He says, I'm a Swiss citizen and Swiss law. You wouldn't be suspended 8 years. You will have to commit something very, very important for that to happen. I am fighting not for me, but as the elected president of FIFA, and they have cut me off. Well, they cut him off for a good reason. There was all kinds of nefarious things that were happening under Sepp Blatter. I think they had him, you know, cold. You know, there were a bunch of different things. When I say things, a bunch of different payments, a bunch of different crooked dealings that they could tie back to him. So I'm, you know, not surprised as they kind of flush this whole investigation out that this happened with him. And he's been there for a very, very long time, and it could get worse for him. You know, if I would say just... I would say you just take it and you move on. That's what I would say. And also, we've got breaking news, sadly. U.S. troops among 6 NATO members killed in a bomb attack in Bagram, Afghanistan. As we remember the holidays, remember the people who are still serving us. They're there, they're fighting, and they're in harm's way every single day. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
An interesting story. He's got a book that tells you all about this story, because I'm telling you, you will read it from cover to cover. It's called The Long Run, and it talks about everything that he went through. When I say everything he went through, first of all, to run the New York City Marathon, I think, is incredible. I do. But to run the New York City Marathon after what happened to him, as his life changed, boom, in an instant. We all talk about what happens when everything's going along fine, and then something changes dramatically in your life. And Matt was cycling to work in the early morning, and this was in December, before Christmas in 2005, when he was struck and run over by a 20-ton bus making an illegal turn. Matt, thanks so much for coming on the show. And as I say that and you think about those moments, it had to be just unbelievable to you, right? Life is sailing along, and then all of a sudden you're fighting for your life, correct?
Yes, Kate. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. And, yeah, life for me was sailing along. I couldn't have scripted it any better. I was in the best shape of my life and having success in endurance sports. And it's just in an instant, things changed.
So what happened? You had to have some, like, 40 operations, is that right?
In about a 16-month period of time, I went through 43 different surgeries, correct.
Wow. And today, you're healthy, right? You feel good? You ran a marathon. What was it? You ran a marathon in 2008?
Yeah, so post-accident, I'm definitely healthy and strong, not without issues. But post-accident, within the three-year mark, I ran the New York City Marathon again. A lot slower than my previous time, but I was able to finish it. After that, I did an Ironman.
Wow. And you talk about in your book what it's like, because obviously you had to fight through despair, fear, I'm sure, physical pain, probably psychological pain. Take us back to that. What do you tell people what that journey was like?
Well, you know, there's two sides of the recovery process. One is physical and the other is mental. Anyone growing up who's played sports or, you know, just has taken a bad fall, broken a bone or two, you know in 6 to 8 weeks your bone is going to heal. So the physical process, it did take time because I had multiple fractures. I had internal damage to my intestines. You know, this was as bad as it gets, as most of my trauma surgeons would tell me. The mental aspect of the recovery was even longer because, you know, there's the period of why me, and then there's the period of, you know, what is my life going to be like, and me, I battled with depression. And, you know, harboring that negative attitude over and over of what happened to me didn't allow me to recover physically, mentally, which is why I pushed myself to go back to marathon and to complete that Ironman one more time because I needed to recover mentally.
When you first took that step, how tough was that to take that step? But when you make the leap, then you start to do it and do it and do it, and that's all you're thinking about, the future?
100%. Once I realized that things weren't going to get better unless I accepted what happened to me. You know, a lot of people talk about overcoming adversity, and I needed not to overcome the adversity, but accept the adversity that was thrown my way, you know, accept this accident, accept what my new body is capable of doing, and then I went full steam ahead saying, okay, let's get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. And you tell people that, right? That's the idea. You're trying to certainly encourage people that no matter what's going on in your life, you can get through this. You can shake those walls down, right?
Absolutely. I'm lucky enough now. You know, it's been 10 years since the accident, and I'm lucky enough to travel the country, giving some motivational, inspirational talks, or just via email from people that have reached out to my foundation, that with the right attitude, anything is possible. And you may not be the same person you were before, you know, your traumatic experience, but it's possible to be better. It's possible to be the best you can be. And that's what I like to tell people. It's like, you know, you have to have the right attitude. If you wake up in the morning and the first two words are, I can't, I tell people to go back to bed.
So it's just, you just, and that mindset, some people will say, Matt, well, Matt, geez, I admire you. Gosh, what you went through, that's incredible. But you must have had that deep inside you. I've heard people say things like that. And do you tell them you just keep doing it? You just keep repeating that mantra until it becomes what you wear every day?
Absolutely. That's the best way to go through life. If you have a goal or a dream, you go after it. And, you may or may not get there fully, but if you look back from where you started that dream, behind you is success. It's the levels of success. So you got to keep going forward. Keep your eye on the prize because it happens.
Tell us about your foundation. You mentioned the foundation. Tell us what the foundation does.
My foundation is simply called the I Will Foundation, and that was my mantra, I Will. And we help people who have suffered life-altering traumatic injuries or illnesses. Just get back into life, get back into feeling their competitive nature again, or just living their life as full as possible, no matter what their ailments are. So we've helped an Army captain coming home from the war who lost both his legs. I recently had an athlete in the Ironman in Hawaii who was electrocuted about 13 years ago and lost both his arms. And my foundation built him a bike, a special bike, brakes on the top tube. He brakes with his knee. It was just an incredible thing. And he competed in the Ironman.
Wow. And these are obviously rewarding things for you. What has been the most rewarding thing for you so far that you've been able to do because of the fact that you're out there, that you're telling people your story, that you're showing people the way that they can overcome whatever's happened to them?
The most rewarding thing for me, or the most rewarding thing that I've done for someone else?
Yeah, the most rewarding thing for you and the most rewarding thing that you've done for someone else.
Well, I mean, post-accident, physically, the most rewarding thing for me was finishing the Ironman at Lake Placid, New York in 2009. But more incredibly, be getting married and having my baby, Charlie, something that the doctor said would never happen. So I have a baby girl, she's 3 years old, and it's just something. something I never thought would happen before my accident. I just didn't think I was the type of person to get married. But now, not only did I defy physical odds, I was able to have a baby, and I have a beautiful family. So that for me right now is just tops. But what I've been able to do or encourage other people to do, you know, it's when I go out and give a talk, it's funny. It's like, you know, it's like going to your kid's school and you're the teacher and the kids never raise their hand because there's no questions. They're embarrassed. Well, I go out and I speak to professionals. I speak to doctors. I speak to college students, and they're always shy when it comes to Q&A. But when I leave the room and I get that one-on-one moment with someone in the elevator that just heard me speak, and that's when they open up to me. So if I connect with one person in an audience, that's the biggest reward I can get with my story. As long as I know I'm helping one person at a time, that life is bad for a lot of people, and sometimes not fair. But if you stay tough, you stay positive, you'll push through it.
I love that.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Matt Long. And Matt, so that's so true. If you're going through something, and people are listening to us now, Christmas can be tough for people. They've lost people. Something else has happened to them. It's just getting through the tunnel and being, when you say also, because obviously you get this, it's being persistent and not giving up, being tenacious, right?
100%. I wouldn't have said it any differently. I like to tell people when dreaming and setting goals are the same exact thing, except when you set a goal, you have to commit, you have to plan, and you have to sacrifice. When we dream, we just think it's going to happen.
Right? That's true.
Yeah, and if you commit to that plan, now you're going to have to take detours once in a while. But if you commit to that plan, keep yourself on track, you will have success. No doubt.
Yep. Absolutely. I love it. So I would assume, Matt, if anybody wants to get a copy of your book, you just go to Amazon.com, The Long Run.
Amazon.com, The Long Run, yes.
And what if somebody wants to help? What if somebody wants to help you with your foundation?
They could visit IWillFoundation.com. There's ways to support there. Shoot me an email at MattLongSpeaker.com. Both sites are kind of interlinked. They tell my story and stories of people we've helped. So either way, they shoot out with an email, we're always, it's a very small, low-key foundation. I get an email. If I have the funds, I help them. If I can generate the funds, I help them do that.
I love it. Matt Long, Merry Merry to you and yours. I love your story. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Merry Christmas.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, Many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Tonight, one of my favorite things to do is talk business on this show, right? So we have this cool segment called It's Your Business. My pal Tom Singer is in our virtual green room. He is the conference catalyst. Oh, I love that name. I hope he protected it, you know, IP and all that. And he also has this very neat podcast that we're going to talk about, cool things entrepreneurs get to do. And if you're an entrepreneur, you get to do a lot of cool things. You get to sweat out the bills every month, but you get to do some really cool things, too, as we've had a lot of interesting people on the show this year, as you all know. Tom, thanks so much for popping on with us.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, you know, you just heard me say that thing about entrepreneurs. How long have you been an entrepreneur?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends how you define it. In the back of my mind, I always wanted to do my own thing. So I think since my first job, I was secretly an entrepreneur. And when I was working for companies, I always ran my job as if I was an outside contractor. I was the marketing director for a law firm, and I used to go to the partners every year and say, if I wasn't an employee, would you renew my contract? And so I always looked at myself as an entrepreneur, but I've been working full-time for myself, creating my own path for 6.5 years.
Yeah, and I mentioned the podcast, Cool Things Entrepreneurs Do is the name of the podcast. If somebody wants to listen to that, where can they go?
So you can find it on iTunes, you can find it on Stitcher, and it is just in their podcast app. You can just go, and if you search for Cool Things, or if you search for my name, Tom Singer, and that's T-H-O-M-S-I-N-G-E-R, you will find it. The logo is a little green circle. It says, Cool Things Entrepreneurs Do.
My claim to fame, I'll call it, is that I've interviewed over 12,000 people. I actually think it's really now closer to probably 14,000. And so you had the pleasure, I know that is a while, you've had the pleasure of talking to a lot of people. And forget me, because I was recently on the show, which was such a pleasure. But who have you had on the show that you were just blown away by?
Wow. I mean, I've interviewed about 130 people now in the last year and a half since I've been doing the show. And most of them have been people that you probably haven't heard of. But two of my guests, sort of back to back, about a month or two apart, were both former NFL players who had gone on to really successful careers, very different careers. One is a leader in the insurance business, a guy by the name of Lou DiAgostino. He played for the Jets a little more than a decade ago, maybe 15 years ago. And he now is just a huge leader in the insurance business and is just killing it, selling, you know, corporate insurance to companies in the greater New York area and beyond. And he was just great to have on the show just because, you know, how often do you get to sit and talk to a former NFL player? Well, apparently you get to do it again because I just had Bo Eason on the show, who was a safety for the Houston Oilers back in the 90s. And he was probably one of the most interesting guests because his whole belief is just go out and be the best. You know, he tells his kids, some other dads give him a hard time because, you know, he tells his kids dropping the ball isn't acceptable. And they're like, oh, come on, they're little kids. And he's like, no, if you're going to be the best, that means you always have to be the best. And his energy and his attitude on the show was just fantastic.
Very cool. Yeah, it's interesting when you look at the fraternity of NFL guys who retire, what they go on to do. Some of them have done some truly, truly amazing things. So I mentioned at the top you're the conference catalyst. Explain that to everybody listening across the country.
Sure. So I make most of my living as a professional master of ceremonies or keynote speaker, and I created a program called the Conference Catalyst about 7 years ago. It is sort of a hybrid. Either I can be the opening speaker for a conference, or I can be the master of ceremonies, or sometimes both. But what I do is I set the tone for how people are going to engage in a conference. You know, Kate, people go to events because they want to network. I mean, in today's age, we don't go to events to get information. All the information in the world is on your phone. You don't have to get on an airplane and fly to a three-day conference. So if they show up, whether they admit it or not, they're there to make connections. But once people get there, they often suck at it because they spend all their time with their coworkers or on their phones. And so I've created a program that actually makes a conference more successful because it talks about all the elephants in the room about networking. Some people have preconceived notions about it. They kind of roll their nose at it. And we just laugh about it in the opening. And then people actually take action. They come up to me and go, I have given out more business cards. I have talked to more people than I have in the last five conferences I've gone to. So it makes the whole event better because we just get past the BS and get people to really connecting.
Yeah, what's the hardest thing? You're a great person to ask this to. What's the hardest thing about networking? Because there's a lot of misconceptions, I think, about networking now.
Oh, there's so many misconceptions. And so whenever I speak or whenever I work with a group and I talk about how to get engaged in the community, I always go back to the fundamentals of what is the definition? Because words can mess us up. If we have the wrong definition of what something is, then we're going to have preconceived notions that are just going to cause us to fail. So the definition of networking is the creation of long-term and mutually beneficial relationships between two or more people where everybody involved succeeds more because of it than they would without it. So that doesn't matter if you're an introvert or an extrovert. It doesn't matter if you think networking is icky and schmoozy or if you think it's cool and fun or you're indifferent. It's long-term and mutually beneficial relationships, which means if you show up to network thinking, I'm going to get something. I just met Kate Delaney. She can do so much for me. And in your mind, you're not at least thinking equal, if not more, how can I help Kate Delaney? It's never going to work out for you. You're going to be one of those people who say, well, networking sucks or it's no good or it's overrated. And it's because you're not giving enough. So the trick is you can't keep score and you have to show up looking to be a mutually beneficial partner with everybody who you meet. And the truth is it's not going to happen every time. You're not going to have a love connection with everybody. So you have to be willing to go out there and just try. And some people say, well, I helped these five people and nobody ever helped me. Well, great. Go help the sixth one.
Boy, I'm so glad you said that. It's so true. It is about relationships. And I think when people have these things called meetups and they're just looking, they look through wherever it is, a bunch of different websites, and they end up at these random places and they're looking for a job, or they have a job but they want to get a different job, or they're an entrepreneur and they're trying to sell something. I really think that mindset has to change. It's exactly what you just said, Tom, that I'm going in this, I'm going to just hand everyone my business card, and who's going to come back to me? Who can I sell? And I think that is icky, but it also, you're not developing any relationship. I think you're missing connections, maybe even in that room.
I don't know if you remember back during the heart of the recession, just 4, 5, 6 years ago, how many people started showing up at these local networking events who we hadn't seen in years?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh my gosh, Mary, how have you been? And she'd be like, oh, I'm fine. By the way, I got laid off. Can you help me? Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, wait a minute. You haven't come to this networking event in 5 years. And now the week you get laid off, you show up with a stack of resumes. That's sort of selfish and it's sort of a taker. And what happened is when those people got jobs, they never came back again. But I can promise you, when the recession fails, they're going to show up. They're going to be calling all their well-connected friends going, can you help me? Can you help me? Well, people get tired of that. The givers in this world are getting sick and tired of the takers. And so if you want the givers to give to you, you'd better line up and find out how to show up all the time and be part of the community in good times and bad and be willing to help others. Or next time you call, they're going to be like, no.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're speaking with Tom Singer, and he is the conference catalyst. And Tom, you mentioned this, so technology has changed the way we relate to people. What do you say about technology when you go to a conference?
Well, first of all, technology is our friend. It's a good thing, right? So My father, my dad, if he was still alive today, he would be 101 years old. So he had me late in life. I'm not that old, but he had me in his 50s. But he passed away. He passed away. People always say when I say my dad would be 101, they're like, well, how old is this guy?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even 50 yet, but my dad, you know, he passed away 2 years ago at the age of 99, and I asked him before he died. Yeah, he had a good run, too. He was in pretty good shape until the last year or two. I asked him towards the end, I said, Dad, how have people changed over the past century? And he told me people haven't changed. The technology we use to communicate has changed, and people have allowed it to take over their lives. He goes, look at everybody on their phones. They sit next to each other on the couch. The grandkids, they sit next to each other on the couch and they text each other. He said, how we use the technology and how we've been seduced by it has changed. But how we decide who we want to be around, who we know, who we like, who we trust, that hasn't changed.
Boy, so true. Absolutely. Do you remember the first conference that you ever did? The first speech, the first conference? Tell us about that.
Oh, God, that was – so I started doing this part-time, and the way my speaking career came up was I was the marketing director for a law firm, and the managing partner, they had been my client. They had hired me because I had done a good job of selling to them and marketing my previous firm that I worked for, and they said, we want you to come work for us, and the managing partner said, I want you to train the lawyers. You're going to write a class on how to network for lawyers, and he goes, I'm going to make it mandatory for everybody in the Austin office, and there were like 90 lawyers, and I thought, oh, my God, they're going to fire me. I thought, Kate, they're going to hate this. And I did, like, Networking for Lawyers 101, and I had to stand up in front of, you know, the whole group. And at the end, one of the partners raises his hands, and I call on him. I'm like, Ronnie? And he goes, I have a complaint. And I thought, really? This is how we do it in a law firm? A guy gives a 90-minute presentation, and you throw him into the bus in front of the whole firm? And I'm like, okay, what's your complaint? And he said, this was too good. There was too much information in it. You need to make this, like, 3 different speeches. And they started sending me around the country to all the offices, training some of the attorneys on how to get more engaged in the community. So that was one of my first ones. But I remember the first big conference I ever spoke at. I was kind of in over my head, and I wasn't ready for it. I mean, this is a learned skill. And if you jump before you're ready to swim, you might drown. So I spoke at a big conference, and it was a bunch of high school students. And you got to know your audience, and high school students are hard. And I just wasn't the right speaker for that group, and I wasn't experienced enough to learn how to tell a story. And so the high school students started talking, kind of ignored me, and I thought, oh, I don't want to do this again. And now that's how I make my living, is in front of big conferences. Although I will be honest, there are grown adults usually who are either college age or older. I don't do high schools.
I love that. Tom Singer, what a delight to have you on the show. If somebody wants to find out about you, I think you just go to tomsinger.com.
Yeah, it's TOMSINGER.com. However, if you spell Tom, TOM, you're still going to find me because that will redirect. Tom Singer, either way, gets you to me.
Smart. I love it. Tom, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
For over over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My teeth gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all.
We're rocking through the final segment for this hour of America Tonight. Merry, merry, happy, happy, whatever it is. It's the holidays, right? So you're eating too much candy already? You have your hands in the nuts constantly? You know, people send you the snack trays, and they, one of my friends send me, peppermint bark, mint peppermint bark, and cookies, and, just way too much. So you probably may be in the same predicament. I hope you are, anyway. 855-266-6283. How are you spending the holidays? You want to share it? Let's hear it. Bring it. Are you trucking anywhere, or are you just staying at home? We're going to kind of zig and zag in different directions. You know how we do here. Let's go out to our pal Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
I thought you would use my nom de plume of sneaky peek and collar.
I like both.
Well, don't try to steal it, because I've got it copyrighted with Catamount Publishing. It's mine.
There you go.
And I own that, too.
That's hilarious.
Okay, I got a joke for you, and you got to tell me when. We're going to do networking after that last segment you did with that little Tom dude there. Ready? Okay. Now, God, whose name wasn't Allah, called together his angels, and he says, "Look what I created." And they looked down, and here's this beautiful planet. And they said, yeah, that really looks pretty. It's blue, la, la, la. He said, well, we really like that. He said, look over here. He said, this little section of land, I'm going to call Israel. And I'm going to populate it in time with a people called Israelites. And I'm going to give them beaches to walk on and hills to walk on and flora and fauna beyond your wildest imaginations. And it's going to be a land of milk and honey. And one of the angels says, well, aren't you kind of spoiling these Israelites? He says, oh, no. Wait till you see the neighbors I'm going to give them.
You are so brutal. Is that your networking joke?
Your turn.
Hey, my name's Dan. My name's Dan from Texas. Let me tell you what I do for a living.
Okay, I got another one for you.
All right, let's hear it.
There was this raging river, and these three men were standing there. And one says, oh, God, how are we going to get across this? He says, ah, I shall pray. And he knelt down on his knees, and he prayed. And he says, God, please give me muscles so strong that I can swim this mighty current. And the God goes, poof, and the guy had a muscle. Looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger, man. He dove in the water. He swam. He almost drowned. He got across the other side, and he goes, whew, thank you, Lord. The next guy goes, God, please give me a boat where I can get across this. And poof, there was a boat, and he got in the boat, and he almost capsized going across two different times, but he finally made it. And the third guy goes, God, give me the intelligence to figure out how to get across this river. And God went, poof, you're now a woman. He reached in his back. She went, reached in her back pocket, pulled out her phone, punched in Google, found out where the nearest bridge was, went to it, and crossed.
You are something.
Wait, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Here's the thing. All right, I'm doing stand-up now, so I'll just tell you what I would say. If I'm on the stage, here's the deal. I probably should have thought a little bit harder about taking my dog Christmas tree shopping. So we go shopping for the tree, and, you know, dogs are like kids. He's a big golden retriever. He gets out of the car. We're at the Christmas tree store, which is outside. There are trees hauled in from Michigan. And he likes trees, so he's walking around, unfortunately, kind of marking spots, and I'm ignoring that. Nobody's saying anything. I pick out a tree. I go to check out. I look over at my car, and there's like 7 trees, Dan, on my car. I can't even see. I can barely see the wheels of my car. I say to the guy, I picked one tree out. How come the whole thing is covered with trees? He points to a sign that says, you marked it, you buy it.
That's good. I knew that was the punchline. I knew that was coming. My little brain, little wheels in my head spin a whole lot faster. Well, listen, you remember, darling, all that stuff that they're sending you is fattening. And you know how you want to keep that sexy, good-looking body because you get out there and play golf. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So you will,
I'm not eating it.
Yes, you will look at it, and you will save it for Dan.
That's right. I will send it all to you, Dan. You're hilarious. That was fun. Send it all to him. All right. Let's close with Jack. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kate. Merry Christmas. And I'm going to say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays.
You can say Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I know. I tell you what, the gas companies are going on a gouging here. Gas prices in Australia between yesterday and today jumped up $1.25 a gallon overnight.
Wow.
It is now $5.27.06.
How about that?
It's savage. It is savage. And the Australian government will say, oh, no, there's no price fixing. The raw oil prices have been steadily going down. Yet here we come. It's another public holiday, and they're going to gouge everyone for fuel like they do every year. And every year the government will say they're going to run an investigation, but it's not going to happen. So, well.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I take it you're going to Florida?
I am going to Florida.
I noticed on Facebook the seats your husband booked for you.
That's right. On basically a bus called Spirit, yes.
So it's an all cattle class airline, I take it.
Yes, it is. But however we have to get there, if they have to stop and I have to get up and walk, that's fine.
Yeah, the things we do for family.
Exactly. That's it. What are you? Well, yeah, in a way, you celebrate Christmas from afar.
Well, we do. The craziest thing here is, I mean, a couple of days ago we had 110 degrees here.
Wow, you're kidding me.
Yeah, oh look, it's our wildfire season again, and you know the local authorities are saying that you might want to plan an alternative if you're having a barbecue for Christmas, because they're actually looking at having a total fire ban.
Oh wow!
The forecast is going to be that hot. It's not going to really affect us. I'm going over to my brother-in-law's place, and his wife's Vietnamese, and all that really nice Vietnamese cuisine on
Yum.
Christmas Day.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's one of those days to really be nice to the in-laws. But look, as you know, I myself am a veteran, and you know we don't do enough for the veterans that are coming back. And I wonder if I can just say something to the families of those who are veterans that are coming home.
Mm-hmm.
I had an incident one Christmas where I came home from after the first Gulf War. Now, the media in Australia quite often, you know, there was a lot of those Boys' Own annual. They sort of glorified the spirit of going off to war, not the horrors of actually being on the battlefield.
Of course,
and and quite often it's hard for the family to understand the changes of the person that's come back. So please, you know, I just ask the families, just maybe take a step back. Let your family member know that you are there if you want to talk. Don't pester them into talking. Cause you don't want to, I got pestered to the point where I reenacted it around at the Christmas table, something that I had to do on the battlefield, much to the horror of my mother. You know, just to be left alone. People need time to sort of absorb and adjust to being back. I know there are going to be a lot of America's finest young men and women that'll be home in time for Christmas that will have just come back from conflict zones. So, you know, let your family member know that you're going to be there. But if they don't want to talk about it, you know, sort of just give them that little bit of personal space. But let them know that, you know, if they need an ear to chew on, it's there, or a shoulder to cry on. Because that's probably going to be the better Christmas present than
absolutely.
Anything.
Absolutely. Jack, so well said. I am so glad you said that. And as always, thank you. You know we're always thinking about you. It's going to be a good year for Jack, and I think the rest of the crew. Hang with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.